By and large in life, and especially in studying the Torah, interesting questions are questions that have more than one answer. It's true in life as well. Where did you get the tie? Is a question with one answer. Do you really think that's a nice tie? Is a question that starts a discussion. Now, which is the more interesting question? So this morning, I have a question from the Torah that clearly doesn't have one answer. And yet, if you follow the answers through all the various permutations and possibilities, it yields, I think, more than one interesting discussion. Because in the Torah this morning, there is a clear, unexplained contradiction. This is what Moses and Pharaoh say to each other. Pharaoh says to him, after the plague of darkness, "Be gone from me, take care not to see me again, for the moment you look upon my face, you shall die." To which Moses responds, "You have spoken rightly, I shall not see your face again." Two pretty unambiguous statements. Pharaoh says, "Go away. If you see me again, you're dead." Moses says, "You're right. I will never see your face again." Not even two chapters later, what has happened in between is the death of the firstborn. And in Pharaoh's own house, a child has died. And he summons Moses again. He summons him. And he says, "Up, depart from my people, you and the Israelites with you. Worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks, your herds, and bless me also." And then they go. So how can this be? They weren't supposed to see each other again. And if you look at the commentary, here's what the commentary in our Eitz Chaim says. It says, I love this, "By summoning Moses and Aaron, he must retract the arrogant threat made at their last meeting." That's true. But what he doesn't say is, Moses was wrong. We understand how Pharaoh can get it wrong. When Pharaoh says, "If you see me again, you're going to die," and then Moses sees him again, we go, "Aha, gotcha, Pharaoh." But Moses said, "You're right, I'll never see your face again," and then not even two chapters later, he's seeing Pharaoh's face again. Now, how can this possibly be? I mean, the obvious explanation is that Moses made a mistake. And yet, of course, it will not surprise you to know that no rabbinic commentator that I read said, Moses made a mistake. First of all, we don't like our prophets to make mistakes. We like them to get it right. And when they seem to get it wrong, we explain by some torturous means how, though it seems they got it wrong, in fact, they got it right. But also, the text itself leaves us with this contradiction. And if it were that Moses made a mistake, it would say Moses, who thought he would never see Pharaoh's face again, in fact did. But it leaves you with this clear opposition between what Moses says and what happens, and it doesn't leave us a way out. So the commentators jump in. And they notice, first of all, that it mentions that Pharaoh summoned Moses at night. Because remember, the plague of the firstborn was in the middle of the night, right? That's when the Jews put the early example of the mezuzah, the Israelites put the blood of the lamb on their doorposts, and pasach, which literally means to skip, the malach hamavet, the angel of death, skipped over their homes, and the Egyptian firstborn were stricken. So in the middle of the night, Pharaoh summons Moses and Aaron to say to them, "I can't take it anymore, get out of here." So say the rabbis, you see, Moses didn't really see Pharaoh's face because Pharaoh wouldn't come out of his room. He was depressed. It was the middle of the night. He just sent them away. It's plausible. It's a try. You can imagine Pharaoh being very upset and not wanting to see Moses, who, after all, in his mind, is responsible for this terrible thing. And so as soon as he hears they're downstairs, he says, get out of here. I don't want to see you again. And by the way, bless me too, because he's afraid of the same death that has stricken so many Egyptians. Remember what it says, there was no house in which there was not death. The second possibility is they say, well, maybe Pharaoh's henchmen went to see Moses. So instead of Pharaoh himself delivering the message, it was some of his lackeys who went out and delivered the message to Moses. So Moses and Pharaoh didn't really see each other face to face. And those are the two most common explanations of the rabbis, because they can't imagine that Moses said, I won't see your face, and then actually saw it. But we're not done. There are other possibilities. Another possibility is that the very contradiction is supposed to teach us something. Because after all, why does Moses keep going to Pharaoh? He keeps going to Pharaoh because Pharaoh's in charge, and it is the way of the subordinate to go to the superior. The employee goes to the boss's office. Pharaoh is the king of Egypt. So Moses comes to see him. Nowhere does it say, Pharaoh, please, you know, drop by Moses so he can ask you to let the Israelites go. But now everything has changed. Once the firstborn have died, everyone knows that it's Moses who wields the power and not Pharaoh. When there's darkness, there can be disagreement. A few too many frogs, you can still argue. But when Moses is causing widespread death across the country, there is no question that Pharaoh is powerless before Moses. And yet, Moses still goes to see Pharaoh. So maybe it's teaching us a lesson about the place of power and the way in which it sometimes produces arrogance in the person who has it, but it didn't in Moses, and it shouldn't in us. He still goes to see Pharaoh just as he always did, and maybe it's teaching us a lesson about compassion. Because after all, whatever terrible things Pharaoh has done, he just lost a child. He just saw widespread death all across his country, so Moses goes to see him, and Pharaoh sees the compassion in Moses' face, which is why he ends up his statement. The last thing Pharaoh ever says to Moses, bless me too. Because now Pharaoh is helpless and hopeless. Granted, he will, in quotes, recover enough to go after the Israelites, but at this moment, he's bereft and afraid. So all of these are possibilities, and all of these teach us something, and none of them is my favorite answer. I always save the answer I like best for the end. Because a couple of commentators say that they saw each other, and yet what Moses said was true. Remember that the Hebrew word for face is panim. And unlike the English, the Hebrew is plural. Panim literally means faces. But there is no way of saying face singular in Hebrew. Pan is not face. Which means we all have many faces. The face that Pharaoh presented to Moses when he was king of Egypt and in control, and Moses said, you're right, I'm never going to see this face again. Moses was right. He wasn't going to see the arrogant, in control slave master who refused to let the Israelites go. The next time he saw Pharaoh, he was going to be a bereaved father and a frightened man, and it's a different face. All of us know that everyone has different faces. When you see one face, it doesn't mean that you've seen the whole person. Invariably, one of the strange and powerful places where this comes out is at a funeral, where you have a best friend get up and speak, and then a child get up and speak. and then someone else, and you realize this person had so many different facets, so many different faces. And we don't show ourselves to any one person. We may not show all of ourselves to all the people who know us, because after all, most of what goes on inside of you stays inside of you. In the course of my speaking, you've had lots and lots of thoughts. How many of them will you ever express to the people around you? We have many faces, and some of them remain hidden. Some of them are never seen. As George Bernard Shaw said so wonderfully, the only person who knows me is my tailor, because every time I see him, he takes my measurements anew. I'm not the same person as yesterday, or the day before, or the week before, or the month before. It's a new day, I've got a new face. And so Moses was right. Our judgments can always be upended. Other people can always see us differently, and we can always find in them a new face. So on this new year, I hope that not only do we discover more of our own face and learn how to show different sides of ourselves to those whom we know and those who are close to us, but may we discover new faces. First of all, literally, may we find new people in this year, people we didn't know, discoveries, joys, and enlarge our circle of friends and acquaintances and faces we know, but may we also find new faces among those we do know. Discover that every human being is infinite, that what you see in them at one moment is not all they have to offer, and that we may, in the end, see those who are close to us the way we are told at the end of the Chumash that Moses saw God. Panim el panim, face to face. Shabbat shalom.